Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Up to this point, now you're married to a Muslim man, and he did promise you could practice your Christian faith, but that didn't exactly turn out so well. And you've got your kids, and you're forced to read them from the Quran, and you're saying, I feel like I'm feeding them poison. Maybe pick it up from there. And I mean, I'm trying to imagine the kind of courage and conviction it took for you to walk this story out, but pick it up from there.
I mean, you have to understand at this time, I was more of, you know, I was just there to protect the kids and raise them and make sure that I have a chance to stay with them. Because at this point, as a Muslim woman, I have no rights. And if he would reveal that I'm a convert, I would never see my kids again. Mm. As a convert, you lose your right to everything, your inheritance, you're cut off from the family. And I just cried out to God and I said, help me. And he did. He sent my mother back to Egypt and she went to my husband and told him, hey, you guys are struggling here. Why don't you come with us to the States? And he said, okay. And miraculously, God would extract me and the kids. And my husband signed off. He told her, go ahead and take Emani and the kids first and I will follow. And I don't know why he said that. He even didn't know why he said that. And we did. Mom booked the tickets and we took off. We left.
So were you holding your breath all the way till that plane took off?
Oh, yeah. Well, where I lived, it was about 2 hours away from the airport. And all through the way, he was screaming at me and telling me he was not going to let us go and telling me, I don't know why did I let you go. I'm just going to tear your paper, that the release paper. You know, you're a piece of property, so he has to release you. And he would scream at me at 2 hours.
All the while you're driving to the airport.
He's driving and screaming and yelling. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay. And just, I'm thinking he's not going to let me go at this point. And he took us in all the way to the airport and to the plane door.
Almost like against his own will.
It was. And I think more at this point, I realized there's something miraculously going on. Mm-hmm. The miracles that happened started to come together. And when the plane took off, as soon as they turned the light off, I took my veil off. And my son was about 7 at the time. My daughter was 6. And he looked at me and he said, Mom, you're going to go to hell. And I said, son, we just left.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.